The stereotypes about adults seeking GED certification can be ugly and simplistic, but the reality is that many lack a high school diploma for reasons largely outside their control. Health problems, family issues, immigration status, just to name a few. Some, like Rebecca Petrakovitz, were homeschooled without proper oversight from school officials who were supposed to monitor their progress.
But it's really easy in Pennsylvania to just fall through the cracks of your homeschooling and be progressed to the next grade. So I never actually got sent to a regular school. It just kept saying, oh yeah, you're fine. You graduated this grade. You're good to go on to the next one.
The 22-year-old found out too late that she hadn't met the requirements to graduate high school. It didn't bother her much at the time. Petrakovitz had family members who hadn't finished school either, and they seemed all right. But that was before she took an interest in military service.
The biggest requirement is you have to have a GED or finish high school. And that's when I realized that if I wanted to do this, and I knew that it was like the one thing that I was absolutely had my heart set on, I needed to get the GED.
Petrakovitz wanted to enlist as a healthcare specialist, in part because the medic training she'd receive in the military would give her a jump on EMT certification later in civilian life. She's not alone. Education specialist Amy Snyder works with students like Petrakovitz at the Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council, which offers GED preparation and testing services.
A lot of our students are interested in getting into the healthcare field because there is really a career ladder for them there.
And healthcare is hiring in southwestern Pennsylvania. But with or without a high school education, many applicants for those jobs lack the necessary skills. That's one reason why Pennsylvania and most other states are moving to implement universal high school graduation requirements under the Common Core standards. As a result, the GED test is being updated to better reflect a new emphasis on math and science content, and also a shift toward critical thinking as opposed to simple reading comprehension. Snyder says the new exam will raise the bar for students when it's introduced on January 1st.
I think it is going to be very challenging for students in the first 3 to 6 months of the new year to really prepare for this test. We know that that we are probably not going to be sending students for the new test, you know, for the first few months because we know people are not going to be ready for it.
Snyder says the tougher exams will better serve students in the long run by holding them to a higher standard and helping them develop skills they'll need in a modern workforce. In the near term, students who've already begun the battery of tests but haven't yet completed all five parts are in a tight spot. They have until the end of 2013 to finish. Otherwise, they'll have to start over next year on the new exam. That represents a major setback for people who've already been juggling work, family, and other commitments to make time for homework and prep classes at centers like Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council. The group's executive director, Donald Block, says around 40,000 Pennsylvanians are in that situation right now. And he says many in the Pittsburgh area won't be able to sign up for a testing time before the deadline, whether they're ready or not.
Knowing that the old test is going away, all the slots for all the testing centers in Pittsburgh have been filling up, and people are being referred to go far out in the suburbs or another county somewhere because there's so much demand for the old test right now.
For those who were able to secure a test time in the final weeks of 2013, there's a lot of pressure. Rachel Barron teaches GED classes for GPLC, and she worries about her students who are facing the December 31st deadline.
It's heartbreaking, you know, if somebody goes through and out of five sections, they pass four, and because of scheduling, there's no chance to retake the test, and they have to start with a whole new test. I mean, that's a lot of work and expense, and it can be very frustrating.
The change could also mean a new financial hardship for many. The updated exams being offered by the newly created GED Testing Service. It's a for-profit venture jointly owned by the American Council on Education and UK-based publishing giant Pearson PLC. With $1.4 billion in operating profits last year, Pearson is one of the world's largest publishers of educational materials and one of the biggest players in the standardized testing industry. As states switch to the new for-profit testing service, the test fee will nearly double to $125. Block says that's a hefty sum for many of GPLC's clients.
These fees are totally out of our control. They're set in Washington, D.C., and we're talking about some very low-income people who sometimes struggle with finding bus fare to get to class.
For now, the Literacy Council is able to help students cover the fee with a grant if the student meets program requirements. But small nonprofits like GPLC aren't necessarily all that much better equipped to absorb rising costs than are their low-income clients. And they're incurring other new expenses, too. In particular, the cost of investing in new technology as a result of the switch to a computer-based exam. GPLC will not only have to buy new computers and software, they'll have to spend time teaching students computer and keyboarding skills. Barron says they're being asked to do it all on their current budget.
So we've had to plan for new equipment and for new books and for new curriculum with very little extra help. We are basically being asked to do this, you know, out of thin air.
Meanwhile, there's demand for competent workers in growing industries like energy and healthcare, but companies and their political backers say too many applicants, including high school and even college graduates, have inadequate math and science skills. Instead of working to close that gap, federal funding for adult education has been declining steadily for years. The Literacy Council does get some financial support from industries that depend on a skilled workforce. Block says the financial industry in particular has been supportive both financially and with placement, but the private sector in general could do more. And education specialist Amy Snyder says there's also a role for the public to play.
We always need new volunteer tutors. That's a big need for us always. And especially, you know, people that have, you know, interests in social studies, in science, in math. That they can teach, that they're comfortable teaching content as well as skills.
Rebecca Petrakovitz completed the exam and received her GED in September with help from her teacher and volunteer tutors at GPLC. She knows some of her classmates won't be as fortunate, but she thinks most will persevere in the end.
It's stressful, I think, for a lot to have to be coming closer and closer to that deadline. And it's easy to get frustrated, but I think that a lot of them are just so strongly motivated where no matter how old they are or what situation they're in, they're just in the mindset of, I'm going to get this now.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Josh Rawlerson.